Rishus Marina Rabbeinu Rav Weinberger Le'ili Nishmas of Kanvish Kamen Ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Pabba Metzia Perk Alf Mishn Aleph. Shnaim Oichsin Betalus. Two people are grabbing onto a talus. They're grabbing on at the edges of the talus. They're not grabbing on from the middle, because if they're grabbing on from the middle, anything that they're grabbing onto from their bodies till where they're grabbing onto it, that's theirs, and they would just split between that, what's contested between that. But here they're grabbing onto the edges. Ze omer ani mitzasiya. Ze omer ani mitzasiya. One person says, I found it, and the other person says that I found it. Ze omer kula shali. One person says, it's all mine. Now this is a case, the Rav says, where now we're talking about where they're arguing over who bought it from a certain seller. One guy says, I bought the whole thing, it's all mine. Ze omer kula shali. And the other person says, it's all mine. Now if you ask the seller knew that he sold it to one of them, and even though he got paid by both of them, one of them he wanted to sell, and the other one he didn't want to sell to. He only had in mind to sell to one of them, and he forgot which one is the one that he wanted to sell it to. So what's the din? Ze yishava she'en lo ba pachas michetzia. In both of these cases, each one swears that he at least doesn't have less than a half of ownership, and the other person also swears the same thing, and then they divide it. Now, we're not going to make each one swear that they own the whole thing, because that wouldn't be in line with what's actually happening, because we're giving them half, not the whole thing, like the Rav points out. And also, we also don't make them swear that half is mine, because that's not what they said. That's a stira. They each said that it's all mine. So we make them say it like this. They swear that they don't own less than half of the garment. And really swearing, the Rabbanan made them swear here because if there'd be no din of swearing, anybody can just run over to his friend's shirt, grab onto it, and bring it to Beis Din and say it's mine and have it divided up. So therefore, we make him swear so it'll disincentivize people from doing that. People will actually steal much more frequently than they would swear falsely in Hashem's name, because it's a much graver sin. That's why there's this din of a shvua. Mishnah continues, Ze omer kula shali, v'ze omer chetzya shali. One person says it's all mine, and one person says it's half mine. Ha omer kula shali, yishava she'en lo ba pachas mishlosha chalokim. Person says the whole thing is mine. He swears that he does not own less than three quarters of it. V'omer chetzya shali, yishava she'en lo ba pachas mirviya. Person that says that half of it is his, he swears that he owns no less than a quarter of it. And then, Zenoto Shlosha Chalakim, Zenoto Revia. The one that said he owned the whole thing, he takes three quarters, and the other guy takes a quarter. Because they're both agreeing, let's say Reuven and Shimon, Reuven saying that he owns the whole thing, even Shimon's agreeing that Reuven owns half. So the only thing in contention is the other half, so that they split, and that's why Reuven gets three out of the four, and Shimon gets one out of the four.